gross domestic product, John?
Yeah, it came out this morning, and the number was, of course, the way that happens, this is, of course, for the previous quarter, and there are three numbers. There's a preliminary number, then there's a revised estimate. That's one we got today. And they actually revised it downward, which isn't good news. It had initially been reported that the economy grew last quarter, GDP at 3.3%, actually 3.2. The market was expecting 3.3, came in at 2.8, so not a very good number. But we did last night, or after the market closed yesterday, the Pentagon announced a major contract, which was a huge win for a U.S. company, and that's Boeing. I don't know if you've been following this or not, but there's been this heated contest really going on since 2004 to build a new fleet of tankers for the Air Force, of course, to refuel our fighters and et cetera while they're in flight. I mean, the ultimate value of this contract is about $30 billion. And you remember, if you go all the way back to 2004, there was some fraud involved, and the CFO of Boeing went to prison for 4 months for offering a job to this contract officer with the Air Force, and then actually the European company EADS, EADS, that builds the Airbus, won the contract in conjunction with Northrop Grumman, which is a U.S. company, in 2008, and that was thrown out. So it was announced yesterday. They say it's going to result ultimately about 50,000 jobs. The initial orders for about 18 tankers, $3.5 billion, but they're going to replace this aging fleet, which is about 50 years old, over the next several years. We'll create jobs. They'll make the frame. They're going to use the 767 Boeing to build for this tanker. They're going to build the frame in Everett, Washington, which is Seattle, of course. They're going to do the conversion of that in Wichita, Kansas. So a lot of jobs for Wichita. So probably people very excited there. Of course, we may not have heard the last of this yet. If EADS had won the contract, they were actually going to build the planes in Mobile, Alabama, and reopen a long-shuttered military facility that was down there. So a lot of money at stake. I also saw some numbers yesterday from GM. First annual profit since 2004, made about $4.7 billion for the full year. That's the biggest profit they've had since 1999, when everyone was going nuts and buying SUVs. Of course, they still owe us taxpayers, lots and lots and lots of money. Let's see if they can repay that. And, Bill, something that I want to let the listeners be aware of, is on March the 9th and 10th, which is a Tuesday and a Wednesday, not far away, UAFS, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Foundation, is sponsoring some workshops on the new tax law that was passed in December of 2010, which extended the Bush tax cuts, but only for 2 years. So it affects estate taxes, capital gains taxes, income taxes, IRAs, everything you can imagine. And they asked me to speak at those. So the first one will be on March the 9th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And then on the following night from 6:30 to 8. And they're free. If you've got more information about those, you can call UAFS at 788-7024. And the parking won't be a problem, because we're going to have those things at Central Christian Church, which is across the street next door to the Stubblefield Center. 788-7024 if you want to know what's going on with taxes.
Well, it sounds like they've got the time shifted a little bit, so people can make it in the morning hour, 10 to 11:30 on that first one, or in the evening later in the next day, I guess, as it goes through.
Yeah, we did that on purpose. So it's a Tuesday and Wednesday, a.m. and then p.m. So I think maybe it's a Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not sure. It's the 9th and the 10th. Okay.
All right. Very convenient for everybody. And yeah. Sounds like it'll be very helpful. I'm looking at those dates for you quickly here. On the March and 9th and 10th, the 9th, of course, a Wednesday,
okay,
and the 10th, a Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday morning and then Tuesday evening then, okay.
We'll look forward to it.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor, Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.